Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，早上好。
It's good to be here on the, I think it's the first Lord's Day, right, of 2025.
非常高兴能够来到这里。我相信今天是2025年的第一个主日。
So it's an honor to be the first speaker for your new year.
在新年的第一个主日来到大家当中，实在是一个特权。
And I bring a message from our church, which is a message of thanksgiving.
那我带来的从我们教会带来的这一个感恩的信息。
As you know that we are going through another church planting.
我们教会正在另外我们正在植堂。
And that we are in the process of buying a church building in Ridgewood.
我们正在 Ridgewood 那边要买一个新的会所。
And we truly thank you, New York Christian Fellowship, for your prayer and your provision.
我实在非常的感谢在 NCF 教会你们的祷告和支持。
God's blessing and provision is truly beyond our imagination.
神的祝福和供应超出我们所求所想。
So again, I thank you all for your prayers.
再次为大家的祷告。
So let us turn to the book of 2 Thessalonians.
让我们打开帖撒罗尼迦后书。
Chapter 3, verses 1 through 5.
第三章一到五节。
I have a PowerPoint here.
我预备了 PowerPoint.
It doesn't have the verses on there, so I ask you to open the Bible and stay there because we're going to go through God's words word by word.
在 PowerPoint 上没有经节，所以我请大家打开圣经，我们一节一节来看神的话。
And it's not a long passage; it's five verses.
经文不长，一共五节。
So let us first read all together these five verses.
我们一同来读这五节经文。
Second Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 1 through 5.
帖撒罗尼迦后书第三章第一节到第五节。
Finally, brothers, pray for us that the word of the Lord may speed ahead and be honored as happened among you, and that we may be delivered from wicked and evil men, for not all have faith. But the Lord is faithful. He will establish you and guard you against the evil one. And we have confidence in the Lord about you, that you are doing, and will do the things that we command.May the Lord direct your hearts to the love of God and to the steadfast of Christ.
弟兄们，我还有话说，请你们为我们祷告，好叫主的道理快快行开，得着荣耀，正如在你们中间一样，也叫我们脱离无礼之恶人的手，因为人不都是有信心，但神是信实的，要坚固你们，保护你们脱离那恶者。我们靠主深信，你们现在是遵行我们所吩咐的，后来也必要遵行。愿主引导你们的心，叫你们爱神，并学基督的忍耐。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we thank you for you are a speaking God.
主，我们感谢你，因为你是说话的神。
That you have put forward your words in front of us.
因为你把我们的话交在我们面前。
And we believe that these are not just words or language.
我们相信这不单单是一些话。
We believe that these words are with power.
我们相信这些话带着能力。
And we believe that these words will change our lives.
这些话要改变我们的生命。
And these words will reveal more of yourself to us.
这些话要将你更多的启示给我们。
And we truly pray that you may give us a spirit of revelation and wisdom.
我们也深信你会将赐人智慧和启示的灵赏赐给我们。
So that through these words we may know you more.
借着这些话我们可以更多认识你。
Lord, speak to us.
主啊，向我们说话。
Have grace and mercy to us.
愿你恩待怜悯我们。
And we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So the topic I've given to this message is called Great Fellowship Through Prayers.
今天我信息的题目是通过祷告的美好交通。
You know, as we come to the last chapter of Paul's letter to the Thessalonian church,
当我们看到保罗给帖撒罗尼迦教会书信最后这一部分的时候，
You know, we can feel just a little bit of Paul's heart as a father.
我们也可以看到保罗
Because this is the last chapter, this is the final part of his letter, of his second letter to these brothers and sisters.
因为这是保罗写给帖撒罗尼迦第二封书信的最后一部分。
It's as if he's got all these many children that he cares for.
就好像他有许多的孩子他要照顾。
And he's writing this letter to show them, to express to them his care and love towards them.
他写这封信来表明他何等的关照他们，他何等的爱他们。
So he wanted to write some of these last words to remind the Thessalonians of some things.
所以他写下这些最后的一些文字，要提醒那里的弟兄姐妹一些事情。
If you read through this last chapter, you may feel that maybe Paul's mind is jumping all over the place.
当你读这最后一章的时候，你可能觉得保罗的心在四处跳跃。
But we can see that as a father about to say goodbye to his children before the child leaves home.
但是我们所看到的，就好像是在一孩子要离开家的时候，父亲对他们所说的最后的话。
As the day, when my parents, I remember the day my parents, when they were driving me, to Rutgers, you know, on the way, the hour and 20 minutes of rides, it's as if they just had things just continuing to say to me.
就记得好像我父母开车送我去 Rutgers 上学的时候，在那一个小时二十分钟路程的最后，他们要对我说一些话。
It's like they're thinking of all different kinds of things, trying to remind me of what to do, what not to do, what to be careful of in college.
就好像呢，他们在想到在各种不同的情况之下，我要做哪些事情，不要做哪些事情，当我在学校里的时候。
But if when we carefully read through this passage, especially these five verses, we can see that there's a beautiful picture being painted here.
当我们仔细地阅读这段经文的时候，特别是这五节经文的时候，我们就可以看到保罗画出了一幅图画。
That there are many ways to dissect these five verses.
有很多不同的方法可以来解释这五节经文。
There are different ways to perspectives to look at this passage.
也可以从不同的角度来看这五节经文。
But one of the things we can see from this passage is that there's the fellowship between him and the brothers and sisters at display here.
那在这五节经文当中，我们所看到的一件事情，就是保罗和弟兄姐妹他们之间彼此的相交，彼此的交通。
We need to ask a question: What does fellowship mean?
我们可以问这个问题：这样的交通有什么意义
？You know, fellowship. What does it mean to us? You know, does fellowship just mean that we come here and gather and we talk with one another?
交通是不是就是我们大家聚在一起，我们在一起说话？
You know, because you don't need to be a Christian to gather together and join and talk.
因为如果我们在一起就是这样的交谈的话，不需要我们是基督徒。
You know, we come together and we read the Bible.
我们在一起读圣经。
But there are also non-Christians that come together and they read some kind of book. They have book clubs.
那不是基督徒的话，他们也可以聚集在一起，有一些读书会。
You know, we come together and we do some activities.
我们在一起有一些。有一些活动。
And non-Christians, they also gather together and do some activities.
不是基督徒的也可以聚在一起有一些活动。
But why is it that we call our gathering a fellowship?
那么为什么我们的聚集叫做交通呢？
But their gathering is not a fellowship. What's the difference?
但是他们聚在一起却不是交通，区别在哪里？
And from this passage, we can see some of the essential elements of Christian fellowship at display here.
那么在这节经文里面，我们可以看到基督徒在一起的交通的一些基本要素。
We can see what a true fellowship means for Christians.
对基督徒真正的交通是什么意思？
We can see that there's prayer for each other.
我们可以看到彼此代祷。
We can see that there's encouragement of one another.
我们也看到彼此勉励。
We can see their interactions between brothers and sisters.
我们可以看到弟兄姐妹之间的互动。
And most importantly is that this interaction is not just between human minds.
也更重要的是，这些彼此互动不单是人心之间的。
It's not just because you and I, we have the same hobby.
也不是因为你我之间有彼此的相同的爱好。
It's not just you and I, we have the same interest, and we like the same thing.
也不是我们有彼此相同的兴趣。
No, but this fellowship is centered around God.
不，这样的交通乃是以神为中心。
This fellowship is centered around the Lord Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督是我们的中心。
So there are many things to dissect through this message.
这些中这段信息里面有很多我们可以分析的。
And you will see later on in the PowerPoint that I wish to take you through verse by verse like a puzzle piece, puzzle pieces.
等一下借着这个 PowerPoint 我希望呢我可以把一块一块的拼图摆在一起。
And that at last, you know, in conclusion, hopefully I'll show you how this connects together.
那么在最后结录的时候我希望能够让大家看到所有这些拼图是如何拼在一起。
If you heard my message from before, you may see that I love to do puzzle pieces.
如果你听过我的之前的信息的话，你就知道我很喜欢拼图。
So this is another puzzle piece.
今天是另外一个拼图。
It's a beautiful one.
是一个美丽的图画。
So let's come together and let's start with verse 1.
好，让我们从第一节开始。
So it says, finally, brothers, pray for us that the word of the Lord may speed ahead and be honored as happened among you.
弟兄们，我还有话说，请你们为我们祷告，好叫主的道理快快行开，得到荣耀，正如在你们中间一样。
You know, as we saw from many other letters that Paul have written, you know, we see most of the time it's him praying for others.
当我们读保罗其他书信的时候，我们看到大部分时间是保罗为弟兄姐妹祷告。
You know, it doesn't matter if you go through Colossians, Ephesians, you know, Philippians,Galatians, so on and so forth, is all him praying for brothers and sisters.
无论是腓立比书，还是以弗所书，还是加拉太书，我们就可以看到，都是保罗为弟兄姐妹祷告。
You know, a lot of times when you read through his letters, he's not only writing to these brothers and sisters, he's also writing and praying to the Lord.
在这些书信当中，保罗不单单是为他们写信，而且是为他们祷告。
He expresses his love for these brothers and sisters through prayers.
借着祷告，他显出对弟兄姐妹的爱。
He not only admonished these brothers and sisters through words.
他不单单的借着这些话来教导弟兄姐妹。
But most importantly, he prayed for these brothers and sisters.
更重要的是，他为这些弟兄姐妹祷告。
And through these prayers, it shows that he has faith.Towards God.
借着这些祷告显明他对神的信心。
He doesn't think that it's just his hands that's helping these brothers and sisters.
他也知道不是他的仅仅是他用手来帮助弟兄姐妹。
But it's God that is building up, that Lord Jesus Christ that's building up his church.
乃是神是主耶稣基督自己在建立他的教会。
You know, this is chapter 3. If you go through chapter 2, the previous chapter, you can see Paul pray to God to comfort these brothers and sisters.
这是第三章。如果你看第二章的时候，我们看到他向神祷告来坚固这些弟兄姐妹。
That these brothers and sisters are going through a lot of difficulties.
这些弟兄姐妹正在经历许多艰难。
So he was praying for these brothers and sisters.
他为这些弟兄姐妹祷告。
He prayed for God to build them up in words and in good works.
他求神用他的话和善行来建造这些弟兄姐妹。
But now we come to a place where he is actually asking brothers and sisters to pray for him.
现在呢，我们来到书信这个地方，他是请弟兄姐妹祷告。
And not only pray for himself, but pray for us, right? He said, please pray for us, meaning pray for me and my co-workers.
不单单为他自己祷告，他说为我们祷告，也就是说为他和他的同工祷告。
You know, this is certainly something that we need to take note of.
这是我们需要注意的。
You know, Paul prays so often for brothers and sisters.
保罗如此经常为弟兄姐妹祷告。
That sometimes we forget that he also need prayers.
有时候让我们忘了保罗也需要祷告。弟兄姐妹为他祷告。
You know, we need to ask this question.
我们需要问一个问题。
What does he want brothers and sisters to pray for him?
他希望弟兄姐妹为他祷告什么？
You know, what's like asking brother, asking Paul, what's your prayer request?
那么我们问保罗的话，你代祷的请求是什么？
You know, so here's prayer request number one, he said.
保罗代祷请求的第一项。
He said,Pray for us that the word of the Lord may speed ahead and be honored as happened among you.
他第一项祷告请求就是好叫主的道理快快行开，得到荣耀。
You know, we can see that when it comes to prayer requests,
我们看到当保罗请求祷告的时候，
the most important thing that is on Paul's mind,
保罗心中最重要的，
is for the word of the Lord to speed ahead and be honored.
乃是主的道快快行开，得到荣耀。
So what does speed ahead mean?
快快行开是什么意思？
You know, as the Chinese translation, right? When it says 快快, all right, 快快行开, speed ahead.
中文的翻译就是快快的行开。
We may think this means this is in regards to speed or to do it quickly.
我们可能觉得这是讲到传开的速度要快速的传开。
Paul wants the word of the Lord to spread fast and wide.
保罗希望神的话可以快速的又广泛的传开。
But be very careful.
但是要注意。
This does not only mean speed.
这不单单是讲到速度。
Because in the same sentence he said,
因为在同一句里保罗还说,
to spread quickly and honored as happened among you.
是快快地传开得到荣耀正如在你们中间一样。
As happened among you.
正如在你们中间。
So we need to ask,
所以我们需要问,
what happened to the word of God among brothers and sisters in Thessalonians?
在帖撒罗尼迦弟兄姐妹当中神的话发生了什么？
Then we can understand what it means to speed ahead, right?
然后我们就可以明白快快行开。
So what happened?
发生了什么？
So when the word of God came to the church of Thessalonica, what happened?
当神的话来到帖撒罗尼迦教会的时候发生了什么事？
It says, so you don't need to turn with me, but for example, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 6, it says,And you became imitators of us and of the Lord, for you received the word in much affliction. So they received the word, right? With joy, with the joy of the Holy Spirit, so that you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 6 and 7.
好，大家不需要翻到这些，翻到那里，就是在帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章第六节第七节那里说，并且你们在大难之中蒙了圣灵所赐的喜乐，领受真道，就效法我们，也效法了主，甚至你们做了马其顿和亚该亚所有信主之人的榜样。
So what happened there?
这里发生了什么？
When the word went to them, came to them, they became good examples to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia.
当福音传到他们那里的时候，他们就做了马其顿和亚该亚所有信主之人的榜样。
And then also in chapter 2, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13, it says, And we also thank God constantly for this, that when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it not as the word of men, but as what it really is, the word of God, which is at work in you believers.
同样在帖撒罗尼迦前书二章十三节，为此我们也不住地感谢神，因你们听见我们所传的神的道就领受了，不以为是人的道，乃以为是神的道。神的道，这道实在是神的，并且运行在你们信主的人心中。
You know, we can see that when the words of the Lord changed the lives of the Thessalonians.
我们可以看到神的话改变了帖撒罗尼迦人的生命。
Remember, most of these Thessalonian brothers and sisters, they were Gentiles before. They were idol worshippers. They were magicians before.
记得在过去这些帖撒罗尼迦人多数他们是不信主的，他们是外邦人，他们甚至相信，他们是信法术的。
But when the word came to them, it changed their lives.
但是神的道临到他们，就改变了他们的生命。
And it changed their lives so much that they became good examples for all the believers in that region.
神的话大大的改变他们生命，使他们成为那个地区的人的榜样。
All of Macedonia and Achaia.
是马其顿和亚该亚地区人的榜样。
It's not just two cities.
不单单是在城市里。
It's two of the provinces in that area.
而是在那个地区两个省里面的人。
That they became good examples.
他们成为好的榜样。
We also see that when the Thessalonians, when the word came to them, these words became supreme in their lives.
我们也看到当神的话临到他们的时候，这些话在他们当中有至高的地位。
That they accepted these words not only just they didn't consider, oh, these are just words of men, but they consider these are words from God himself.
他们接受了这些话的时候，他们不单单是当成人的话，乃是当成神的话来接受。
It's not just some knowledge or some teaching to them.
对他们来讲不单单是一些教导一些知识
But these words became supreme in their lives.
乃是在他们身中在他们的生命当中居首位
So this is what Paul meant when he said he prayed for God's word to speed ahead and honored.
这就是当保罗说愿神的话在他们当中快快 传开得到荣耀的意思
It doesn't mean just to be spread quickly.
不单单名是快速的传开
To speed ahead, it's almost like in a race.
就好不单单是像好像在一个竞赛当中
You know, it's, to speed ahead is just like a race, right? One runner runs ahead of all the other runners.
就是在,在跑步当中一个选手跑在其他选手前面
That this runner becomes the winner.
这个跑在前面的选手成为胜者。
It means this word of God becomes winner in people's lives. You see?
就是神的话在人的生命当中得胜。
You know, Paul is praying for the word of God to become the most important thing in people's lives.
保罗的祷告是让神的话在人的生命当中成为最重要的。
So that their lives may be changed just as it happened to the Thessalonians.
就让他们的生命如同在帖撒罗尼迦人当中一样。
You know, Paul is praying for the people to treat the word of God with seriousness, to lift them up high in their hearts.
保罗乃是祷告人能够认真的对待神的话，使神的话在他们生命当中有超绝的地位。
You know, it's almost like in our minds, we have a lot of things competing for our attention.
就好像在我们的生活当中有很多事情在争夺我们的注意力。
I have three kids.
我有三个小孩。
And what's very interesting is this.
非常有趣的一件事。
Is that when they're quiet, they're all quiet.
当他们安静的时候大家都安静。
And then when they want to come and talk to me, they all come at once.
他们想要讲话的时候都一起到我这里来。
It happens all the time.
总是这样。
It happened this morning.
今天早上也就是这样。
妹妹 wants to talk to me.
妹妹想要跟我说话。
哥哥 wants to show me something.
哥哥想要给我看东西。
And 仔仔 wants to think to me, sing to me.
Who is that?
The middle kid, 仔仔 Nehemiah.
Okay. 中间那一个也要
我 walking to the minivan.
当我要上车的时候
I'm like, one at a time, please. Okay, who wants to sing first? Let's do it, one at a time.
时间来不及了，谁啊？一次一个来。
You have your work.
你要做工。
You have your school.
你要上学。
You have your girlfriend and boyfriend.
你有男女朋友。
You have what to celebrate for the new year.
新年你要有庆祝。
You have so many worries.
你有许多的忧虑。
You have a lot of pressure.
你有很大很多的压力。
All these things are competing for your attention.
所有这些事都在争夺我们的注意力。
Right, Paul is praying.
保罗在祷告。
That for all of these, that may the word of the Lord run ahead against all these things.
在所有这些事情上，让神的话能够居首位。
That may the Lord, word of the Lord be lifted higher.
让神的话被高举。
I'm not saying these other thoughts we can just put aside.
我并不是说我们其他的想法都要放置一边。
That's called being irresponsible.
那叫做不负责任。
But yet,
但是呢
？Where do we put God's word?
但是神的话在哪里
？Where do we put God in our lives?
我们把神在我们心中神是什么样的位置
You know, to Paul, that is important. That is the most important thing.
对保罗来说，这是最重要的事。
Imagine when people ask him, Hey, Paul, what's your prayer request?
想象一下，当别人来问保罗，你有什么样的祷告的请求？
He will say, for the word of the Lord to become the most important thing.In our lives.
保罗会说让神的话在我们生命当中成为最重要的。
I'm not saying all the other things are not important.
我不是说其他的事不重要。
But to Paul, the word of God, God himself, is the most important thing.
但是对保罗来说神自己和神的话是最重要的。
You know, then what's his prayer number two?
保罗代祷的第二个请求是什么呢?
Okay, he said, and that we, meaning him and his co-workers may be delivered from wicked and evil men, for not all have faith.
保罗的第二个祷告的请求是说，让我们就是保罗和他的同工能够脱离恶人的手。
You know, Paul is praying that there are those, that there are those without faith, right?
保罗讲到那些不信之人。
So these are the people that want to harm him and his co-workers.
是那些想要伤害保罗和他同工的人。
As you read from the book of Acts, you can see that Paul is constantly being chased.
如果我们读《使徒行传》，就可以看到保罗一直被追赶。
He's chased from one city to the other.
从一个城市到另外一个城市。
You know, he's a bipolar figure, two extreme figure.
他是一个
非常有争议的，很极端的。
OK， 他是一个极端的有争议的人物。
If you love him, you love him.
你爱他的话，爱死他。
If you hate him, you want him dead.
你恨他的话，希望他死。
Like really dead. OK, you want to shot him dead. OK, shoot him dead. So he was.
你恨他的话，你恨不得把他
枪杀掉。Right.So as you imagine this, as we go out and spread the gospel,
想象当我们出去传福音的时候，
you know, what's the worst that can happen to you?
最糟的情况是什么？
What's the worst that happened to you when you spread the gospel?
当你传福音的时候遇到的最坏的情况是什么？
Maybe the listener will say no.
也许呢，人家不听。
Don't tell me more.
不要再说了。
I remember I was handing out some gospel pamphlets when I was in high school in front of a supermarket.
我记得我在上高中在超市面前发福音单张的时候。
And there was a lady that took the little pamphlet and threw it right in front of me threw it to the ground right in front of me and stepped on it.
我还记得有一个女士把那个福音单张就在我面前扔到地上，并且用脚去踩。
What's the worst that can happen to you?
对我们能够发生最坏的情况是什么？
Probably just humiliation, right? 羞辱。
就是羞辱我们。
But to Paul,
但是对保罗呢？
He may get killed.
他可能被杀。
As a matter of fact, there was once that people attacked him so bad, right? That people actually thought he was dead.
曾经有一次呢，他被打，让人以为他已经死了。
And he got tossed outside the city.
把他扔到城外。
Right, and then he stood up and walked back into the city. Right,
但是他又起来回到城里。
But so Paul here want people to pray for these evil people to stay away from him and the coworkers.
保罗在这里祷告，让那些邪恶的人离开他和他的同工。
Is it only so that they can be safe?
是不是这样？仅仅是因为让他们可以平安呢？
Of course, they don't want to be harmed. They don't want to be killed.
当然，他们不希望被伤害、被杀害。
But if you link to his first prayer request,
但是如果我们把他的第一个带到请求连在一起看的话，
you can see that the purpose for him to pray for their safety is not just they can live a comfortable life.
我们可以看到他祷告希望他们能够平安的目的不单单是让他们有一个舒适的生活。
Paul looks at the word of God to be supremely important in people's lives.
保罗的祷告是让神的话在人的生命中有至高的重要性。
So Paul here is praying that they may be saved so that they can continue God's work to spread the word of God in people's lives.
保罗的祷告是让他们平安，这样他神的话就可以他们可以继续传扬神的话进到人的生命之中。
You know, so this is Paul's prayer request in verse 1.
这是保罗在第一节当中的祷告祈求。
And verse 2.
第二节。
And, you know, for the word of the Lord to be supreme in people's lives.
让神的话在人的生命当中有至高的地位。
And for themselves to be safe.
他们自己可以平安。
You know, sometimes we may forget that those who serve in the Lord also need prayers.
有时候我们会忘记那些服侍主的人也需要祷告，也需要为他们祷告。
You know, Paul didn't ask these Thessalonian brothers and sisters, hey, for those of you who are mature in the Lord, pray for us.
保罗不是说那些在帖撒罗尼迦在灵里面成熟的人为他们祷告。
Hey, Thessalonian brothers and sisters, for those of you who's believed in the Lord for more than a year, please pray for me.
好像说在帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姐妹，如果你信主超过一年之上，请你们为我们祷告。
He is saying here, as a matter of fact, to tell the entire church of brothers and sisters in Thessalonica to pray for him.
保罗事实上是请整个帖撒罗尼迦教会为他们祷告。
You know, maybe you think that you only believed in the Lord for too short.
Maybe 你会以为你信主时间太短。
Maybe you think you're too young.
你自己太年轻。
Maybe you think the people who stand on the podium is stronger than you are.
你以为站在讲台上的人会比你更刚强。
They don't need prayers.
所以他们不需要祷告。
No, brothers and sisters, in a fellowship, we pray for each other.
不，在交通里面，在 fellowship 里面，我们需要彼此代祷。
No matter how young you are in spirit,
不论在灵里面你多么年幼，
how old you are,
多么年长，
how strong you are, how weak you are,
无论你多么刚强，多么软弱，
we can all pray for one another.
我们都可以彼此代祷。
So the PowerPoint, if you go to the next slide,Okay, next. There you go. Okay, so that's the first puzzle.
这是第一块拼图。
Doesn't look like a puzzle, but it will be. Okay, you'll see.
会越来越像拼图。
Verse 3.
第三节。
But the Lord, verse 3 says, But the Lord is faithful. He will establish you and guard you against the evil one.
但主是信实的，要坚固你们，保护你们，脱离那恶者。
You know, here it's almost like his mind takes a turn.
在这里他的心好，他的心思好像转了一个弯。
Right? He started with brothers and sisters pray for us.
他开始的时候是请弟兄姐妹为我们祷告。
And he was writing his prayer requests. Please pray for this, please pray for us, these things.
他写下代祷的请求，为我们这件事祷告。
He was thinking about the evil people who endanger their lives.
他想到是那些凶恶的人对要伤害他们的生命。
He was thinking about the challenges posed by these evil people in Paul and his co-workers' lives.
他想到是这些恶人在保罗和他同工当中带来的生命的威胁。
And he was writing.
所以他写下。
But this reminded him that this is also the same challenge that the Thessalonian brothers and sisters will also face.
他们所经历的让他想到帖撒罗尼迦弟兄姐妹也有面临同样的挑战。
He loves these brothers and sisters so much.
他实在爱这些弟兄姐妹。
So now he turns from what he needs to what these brothers and sisters need.
所以呢，他从自己的需要转向为这些弟兄姐妹的需要。
You see, this is interesting, right?
这很有趣，是不是？
He started the prayer request to say, pray for us.
他一开始的时候有这样的代祷的请求，请你为我们祷告。
But there's so much love here.
但是这里面有那么多的爱。
That he couldn't stop himself from just turning and say, now I'm praying for you again.
所以他不得不说，现在我要为你们祷告。
And be careful here. Here it says the evil one. That's different from the evil man mentioned in chapter in verse 2 before.
请注意，这里面他讲到是那一个恶者，跟前面讲到的那些凶恶之人是不一样的。
In verse 2, the previous verse, he said the evil man that will harm us, right? The evil men. It's plural. It's a group of men.
在第一节里面讲到那些凶恶的人是复数，是那些要伤害我们的人。
But here he's mentioning about the evil one.
在这里讲到的是那一个恶者。
It's one. It's singular.
是一个恶者，是单数的。
You know, the evil one here, Paul is saying, is Satan himself.
保罗在这里面说的那一个恶者就是撒旦。
It's this enemy that will use everything to disrupt.The faith of Christians.
就是那个用尽手段来搅扰基督徒信心的那一个恶者。
This evil one may use persecutions and dangers.
他可能是用逼迫和危险。
It may use comfort and peace.
也可能用舒适和平安。
The evil one will use anything and everything to pull Christians away from God.
这个恶者他要用任何的事情，所有的事情要把基督徒从神那里带开。
And Paul is here to remind these brothers and sisters that they are not to worry because our Lord is faithful.
保罗在这里提醒弟兄姐妹，你们不需要担心，因为我们的主是信实的。
Can we get to the next slide? Next slide. Thank you. So,You know, to say our Lord is faithful means something important.
讲到神是信实的是一件重要的事情。
Our Lord is the supreme being in the universe, right?
我们主是这个宇宙至高的主宰。
So imagine if he's not faithful.
想象一下，如果他不是信实的。
And he changes all his mind all the time.
他的心思一直在改变。
Whenever he likes, whatever he likes, you know, he doesn't keep his promises. How terrifying will it be?
只要他愿意，他就可以不遵守他的诺言，这是何等的可怕。
You know, imagine having a powerful king.
想象有一个大有能力的王。
That changes his mind all the time.
他一直改变他的心意。
He has a different opinion and different likings every day.
每天他都有不同的意思，有不同的喜好。
And when he makes a promise that he doesn't keep his promise.
他从来不遵守他的诺言。
And most terrifying of all is that this king is powerful.
最可怕的是他有大有能力。
He can do anything he wants.
他可以随心所欲做任何的事。
How terrifying will it be?
这是何等的可怕。
But no, our Lord God, He is faithful.
但是我们的主，我们的神是信实的。
He said we are His children.
他说我们是他的儿女。
He said He will accomplish the good work in us.
他讲要在我们生命当中成就他的美意。
He said He will guard us through difficulties and persecutions.
他保证我们要带领我们经过我们的难处和逼迫。
Not only that, we can also see from our Lord Himself that He is faithful.
不仅如此，我们可以从主那里看到他自己是信实的。
He is not only saying, "Oh, I love you, I love you, I will help you, I will keep you," so on and so forth.
他不单单是说我爱你，我爱你，我要保守你等等。
He came to the world.
他来到这个世界。
He became a man.
他成为人。
And he walked the path unto the cross and died on the cross.
他走到十字架上，并且死在十字架上。
You know that entire path.
整个这条十字架的道路。
It was a difficult path.
是一个艰难的道路。
You know, he could have escaped.
他可以逃脱。
He could have chosen not to go on the cross.
他可以选择不上十字架。
You know, but yet he continued to go on to the cross.
但是他一直走到十字架。
Because he was faithful to God.
因为他向神忠心。
He was faithful to the plan of God.
他向神的计划忠心。
Nothing is going to deter him away from accomplishing the will of God.
没有任何事情可以阻拦他完成神的旨意。
You know, even facing death.
即使面临死亡。
This Lord is the faithful Lord that will guard us and establish us from the evil one.
这位信实的主，他要保守我们。他也要保护我们脱离那恶者。
You know, that this evil one wants to take us away from God.
这个恶者要把我们从那里带走。
Through your worries, through your stress, through your burden, through all your different minds, this evil one wants to turn our minds away from God.
借着我们的忧虑、我们的压力、我们的忧愁。把我们从神那里带走。
But Paul is saying this Lord is faithful and He will guard us.
但是保罗说这位主是信实的，他要保守我们。
You know, this is wonderful.
这是何等的美好。
Next verse 4.
第四节。
And he says, and we have confidence in the Lord about you that you are doing and will do the things that we command.
我们靠主深信，你们现在是遵行我们所吩咐的，后来也必要遵行。
You know, some Bible scholars describe this sentence as if it's a military commander encouraging the soldiers before battle.
有些圣经学者告诉我们说，这节经文就好像是一个指挥官在战场上鼓励他手下的士兵。
You know, what's a sign of a good unit, of a good fighting unit?
一个好的战斗部队的记号是什么？
Right before battle.
在战斗开始之前。
When the commander comes and said.
当指挥官来到时候说。
Have you checked your guns?
你有没有查一查你的枪？
Do you all have bullets?
你有子弹吗？
Do you know how to pull the trigger?
你知道怎么扣动扳机吗？
Is that a good sign?
这是一个好现象吗？
Probably not.
恐怕不是。
A good sign of a good fighting unit is what? When the commander comes, what does he say?
一个好的迹象是什么呢？当这个指挥官来到的时候，他说什么？
Hey, everyone, you have been trained.
每一位，听好了，你们已经经过了训练。
You and you know what you should do when the enemy is here.
所以你们知道当敌人在这里的时候你们要做什么。
I have confidence in you.
我相信你们。
Because you know the command and the instructions that I have told you.
你知道我告诉你们的命令和指令。
I know you can do it.
我知道你们能够做到。
This is a great encouragement.
这是一个极大的鼓励。
It's not like, well, you know, just do your best.
不是说尽其所力吧。
I hope you will live.
希望你能活下来。
I will see you on the other side.
我到那边见你。
No, Paul in verse 4, you know, let's read it again, right? He said, and we have confidence in the Lord about you, that you are doing and will do the things that we command.
我们再读一遍第四节。我们靠主深信，你们现在是遵行我们所吩咐的，后来也必要遵行。
You know, this is an encouragement that lifts their spirit up.
这是一个能够提升他们灵的鼓励。
So this is encouragement from Paul.
这是从保罗来的鼓励。
Hey, you are good. Because of the Lord, you are good.
你们很棒，因着主，你们很棒。
You can do this.
你们可以做到。
Let's do it.
你们去做。
And last, in verse 5.
最后第五节。
It says, May the Lord direct your hearts to the love of God and to the steadfastness of Christ.
愿主引导你们的心，叫你们爱神并学基督的忍耐。
Can we go to the next slide? You know, we come to the last verse here, verse 5.
现在我们来到最后一节。
Which was a prayer that Paul had for the Thessalonian brothers and sisters again.
是保罗再次为帖撒罗尼迦弟兄姐妹祷告。
He said, "May the Lord direct your hearts."
说保罗说，愿主引导你们的心。
You see, just like what I mentioned before, our hearts wanders around.
就像我前面所说的，我们的心会四处摇动。
You know, our hearts wander from, you know, from one thing to the other.
我们的心从一件事情转向另外一件事。
And when we live in the world, when we are just walking in this world.You know, the nature, the human nature of ourselves is just that we don't want to focus on the Lord.
当我们活在这个世上，在这个世上行走的时候，我们天然人的心是不愿意专注在主的身上。
If you read the book of Judges,
如果我们读士师记，
you will see that men's hearts, they do wander from here to there.
我们就可以看到人心就从一处很容易就转到另外一处。
They wander from one idol to the other.
从一个偶像转到另外一个偶像。
But the hearts of men never settle on God.
人心从来不会专注在神的身上。
You know, our hearts wander from school to careers to all to marriage to kids, you know, to entertainment.
我们的心会从学校到我们的事业到婚姻到孩子到娱乐。
Paul here is praying that not only do the word of God speed ahead,
保罗在这里祷告，不单单是说让神的话快快地行开，
but he is also praying for God, for the people's hearts to focus on God.
保罗在这里也祷告，让人的心可以专注在神的身上。
That's why he said to pray to direct our hearts to focus.
这就是为什么他在这里祷告说，愿神来引导你们的心能够专注。
But to focus on what?
专注在什么上
？To focus on what?
专注在什么上
？Focus on two things.
两件事。
The love of God.
爱神。
And the steadfastness of Christ.
和基督的忍耐。
The love of God.
爱神。
First, to focus on the love of God.
首先我们要专注爱神。
In the English translation, if you look at all of the older translations and even the original text,
在英文的各个版本，就是古老的版本，特别是原文里面，
it's not talking about us loving God.
不是说我们爱神。
It's talking about to focus on the love of God.
乃是专注在神的爱上。
His love for us.
神对我们的爱。
You know what I'm trying to say? In the Chinese translation, it's almost like focus on, so may God direct our hearts to focus on loving God. No. It's may God direct our hearts to focus on His love for us.
如果看中文翻译的话，好像是说愿神引导你们，叫你们去爱神。不是这样，乃是说愿神引导你们，叫你们专注在神对你们的爱。
What's the love of God?
什么是神的爱？
You know, you all know how, you all memorize this.
大家都能够背下来。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but gain eternal life, right?
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
But God's love for us is not just lip service.
但是神对我们的爱不单单是嘴巴上的。
He loved us to the end that he is willing to give up his only son to suffer and die.
他爱我们到底，他愿意把他的独生爱子赐给我们，让他受苦受死。
You know, sometimes we say we love someone.
有时候我们会说我们爱一个人。
But how much are we willing to give up for that someone?
但是我们为那个人愿意放弃多少？
God gave it all.
神放弃了一切。
His only begotten son.
他的独生爱子。
You know, this is the kind of love that we can find nowhere in the world.
这是我们在世界上任何地方找不到的。
And that is important for us to focus on in our lives.
这是非常重要，我们的生命当，我们的生活中要专注这样的爱。
This is something that's worth our attention to direct our hearts to focus on.
这是值得我们的心去专注的。
What's the second thing that we need to focus on?
我们需要专注的第二件事情是什么？
It's to focus on the steadfastness of Christ.
乃是专注基督的忍耐。
Right here it says steadfastness of Christ.
这里就讲到基督的忍耐。
Here it's interesting, it says the steadfastness of Christ.
有趣的是这里讲到基督的忍耐。
Not saying the steadfastness of Jesus.
而不是说耶稣的忍耐。
There's a special meaning of this.
在这里有特别的含义。
When you read the book that the letters that Paul writes,
当我们读保罗书信的时候，
sometimes he writes Jesus,
有时他用耶稣，
sometimes he writes Christ,
有时候他写基督，
sometimes he says Jesus Christ,
有时候是说耶稣基督，
sometimes he says Christ Jesus,
有时候是基督耶稣，
sometimes he says the Lord Jesus,
有时候说主耶稣，
sometimes he says the Lord Jesus Christ,
有时候说主耶稣基督。
It all has very interesting special meaning.
每一个说法都有，都有特殊的有趣的意思。
Here it says steadfastness of Christ.
这里面则是说基督的忍耐。
So we need to think about it a little bit more.
所以我们要多想一些。
What does Christ mean?
基督的含义是什么？
Christ means the anointed one.
基督就是受膏的那一位。
What's anointed one?
受膏的那一位又是谁？
Anointed one means he's three in one.
那就是讲到他是三而一的。
He is the king.
他是王。
He is the priest.
他是先知。
And he is the prophet.
他是祭司。
King, priest, and prophet, these are the three people in the Old Testament that are anointed.
君王、先知、祭司是在旧约中受膏的。
So the Christ means the anointed one.
基督就是受膏的那位。
He is king, he is priest, he is prophet.
他是王，他是祭司，他是先知。
He is king.
他是王。
So he has the authority.
他有权柄。
He has a kingdom that he reigns over.
他有他所掌管的国度。
There is a kingdom that belongs to him.
有一个属于他的国度。
And that we are his kingdom.
我们就是他的国。
No one can harm us.
没有人能够伤害我。
No one can endanger us.
没有人让陷害我，伤害我。
We are his kingdom. He is the king.
我们是他的国度，他是那个王。
He is the priest.
他也是先知。
You know, as we read through the book of Hebrews, you can see that he is the high priest.
我们读希伯来书就知道他是那个君尊的大祭司。
That he is the one that's the mediator between God and men.
他是神和人之间的中保。
That he is the one that brought peace to God and men.
他是神和人和好。
You know, brother,
他是我们的中保。
You know, that there's...In case you don't know, there's no peace between God and men.
我们也知道在神和人中间没有和平。
If you think that God is this old, you know, like a Santa Claus, right? That he's got white beard, he's all kind and gentle. No.
如果你把神当成圣诞老人，留着白胡子，非常的善良的话，那你就错了。
There's no peace between us and him.
在我们和神之间没有和平。
When we go to him, the only result is death.
我们到神面前的唯一的结果就是死亡。
You know, there is this struggle between men and God. We are at war between men and God.
在神和人之间有战争。
You know, and there's no peace.
没有平安。
But this high priest, Jesus Christ, is able to become that mediator.
但是这位大祭司耶稣基督却成为中保。
That he is the one that can bring peace to man and God.
他把和平带给神和人。
And now man can return to God and worship God.
现在人可以回到神那里来敬拜神。
So he's the priest.
所以他是祭司。
And finally he's the prophet.
最终他又是先知。
He speaks the word of God.
他为神说话。
You know, prophet doesn't mean fortune tellers. You know, he can tell the future.
先知不是算命的，他可以告诉我们将来的事。
Prophet simply means that he's the one that speaks the word of God.
先知的意思就是他为神说话。
And that he will stop at nothing to spread the word of God.
没有任何事情能够他会不付任何代价来为神说话。
So,
不惜任何代价为神说话。
So when Bible says the steadfastness of Christ, what does it mean?
当圣经讲到基督的忍耐的时候是什么意思？
It means that Jesus Christ will not stop doing his work despite all of the obstacles presented to him.
就告诉我们说耶稣基督虽然面临各样的艰难，但是他不会停止他的工作。
That struggles and difficulties will not stop Jesus Christ from exerting his power and authority.
挣扎和难处不会让耶稣基督停止他的工作。
That he is still the king.
他仍然有他的能力权柄，他仍然是王。
That struggles and difficulties will not stop Jesus Christ from being the priest.
同样挣扎和难处不会让耶稣基督不再是祭司。
That this bridge between man and God will not and will never be broken.
神和人之间耶稣的这个桥梁永远也不会断裂。
That the struggles and difficulties will not stop Christ from being the prophet.
同样挣扎和难处也不会让耶稣基督不再是先知。
To speak of the work of God.
让他不再讲神的话。
Here it says the steadfastness of Christ.
这里讲到基督的忍耐。
Steadfast means that Jesus Christ will stop at nothing to be Christ.
基督的忍耐就是告诉我们说耶稣基督不会，任何事情都不会让耶稣基督停止。
That he will continue to be the king, he will continue to be the priest, and that he will continue to speak the word of God in our lives.
他一直都是王，他一直都是祭司，他一直要把神的话说在我们心里。
Paul is praying here.
保罗在这里祷告。
May your hearts, the hearts that are wandering around the world,
愿你们那个摇摆的心
don't wander anymore.
不再摇摆。
Come back.
回来
Come back and see God's love for you.
回来看神对你的爱
Come back and see the Lord Jesus Christ's continuing work for you, in you.
回来看耶稣基督一直在为你做工，一直在你里面做工。
And this is another encouragement that, you know, for the Christians' lives.
这是对基督徒生命的另外一个鼓励。
So that we may continue on, we may continue on our faith.
我们可以一直坚守我们的信心
and that we can be steadfast on this path of faith.
我们可以在这条信心的路上，我们可以忍耐。
So in conclusion,
最后的结论
what are we looking at here?
在这里我们看什么？
You know, let's put these pieces together.
我们把这些都放在，把这些啊都放在一起。
In these five short verses.
在这短短的五节经文之中
You can see that Paul is trying to fellowship with brothers and sisters.
我们看到保罗他和弟兄姐妹之间的交通
First, he expresses his needs.
首先他表达他的需要
He, their prayer request from Paul.
这是保罗代祷的请求
He asked brothers and sisters to pray for the word of the Lord to become supreme.
他请弟兄姐妹祷告时让神的话成为至高。
He asked brothers and sisters to pray for their safety.
为他们的安全祷告。
And then there is his encouragement to the brothers and sisters.
然后就是他对弟兄姐妹的勉励。
He loved them so much that he only has a little bit of prayer request and then he pours out his love in return to these brothers and sisters once more.
他实在爱这些弟兄以至于他代祷请求他只有一点点代祷请求，然后呢，他又为弟兄姐妹来祷告。
He says he encourages them, "Hey, don't worry. There are dangers and evil one that will try to take you away from the Lord."
他鼓励他们，虽然有那个想把他们从神那里带走的那个恶者，但是你们不要担忧。
But God is faithful.
神是信实的。
He will guard you and protect you.
他要保护你们，他要保守你们。
And also, you can do it.
而且你们可以做到。
You know what to do.
你们知道要做什么。
You've already heard from me what to do.
你们从我这里已经听到要做什么。
The word of God's already in among you.
神的话已经在你们中间。
You will follow what you've been trained to do.
你们可以照着你们所接受的训练去做。
And then there's his prayer for these brothers and sisters.
那么最后就是为弟兄姐妹的祷告。
He prayed that their hearts will not wander around.
让他祷告他们的心不再摇摆。
He prayed that their hearts will focus on how much God has loved us.
他们的心专注让神神如何的爱他们。
You know, he encouraged them for their hearts to focus that God will stop at nothing to work in our lives.
让他们的心专注在没有任何事情能够阻止神在他们当中做工。
You see, it's heartwarming to see.
这实在是让我们的让我们心非常的温暖。
That Paul began this section with a prayer request for him and his co-workers.
当我们看到保罗在这一段开始的时候，是请弟兄姐妹为他和他的同工祷告。
But he loved them so much.
但是他实在爱他们。
He couldn't help but start to encourage them.
他不能不为这些弟兄姐妹来鼓励他们。
To care for them.
来。关照他们。
He couldn't, you know, help to think about them, to pray for them.
他不能不思念他们，为他们祷告。
This is true love that God, that Paul is displaying here.
在保罗在这里彰显出来的乃是真正的爱。
That he's displaying just constantly thinking about others.
他显出来，他一直不断的在思念其他人。
Not just thinking about what he needs.
不单单是想他自己的需要
but what other people need
而是其他人的需要
You know, and all of these caring for other people.
所有这些对其他的人的关爱。
Can we go to the next slide? All of these caring for this, these people, all these prayers, all these encouragement.
所有这些对他人的关爱，他的祷告。
What is this centered around?
是围绕什么为中心呢？
It's all centered around God.
都是以神为中心。
It's centered around our Lord.
以我们的主为中心。
It's centered around the word of the Lord.
以主的话为中心。
It's centered around the love of God.
以神的爱为中心。
It's centered around the steadfastness of Christ.
以基督的忍耐为中心。
What's the difference? I come back to the question I asked in the beginning.
回到我一开始的问题。
What's the difference between our gathering and our fellowship and non-Christians gathering and their talk?
我们的聚集，我们的交通和不信主的人的聚集和他们的交谈有什么不同？
I'm not saying, okay, stop going to those places, okay? I'm not comparing saying this is good and that's bad. No, of course, right?
我的意思不是说做这样的比较，所以呢，我们就不要去参加那样的聚集，因为那样的聚集不好。
You can gather in non-Christian gatherings, it's fine.
我们可以参加非基督徒的聚会。
But when we say, let's come and fellowship with one another, what do we mean?
我说的是，当我们聚在一起交通的时候是什么意思？
When we say we fellowship, it doesn't just mean that we come to church and just talk to one another.
这不是说呢，我们聚在一起，然后彼此有一些交谈。
In true fellowship, there's care for one another.
真正的交通乃是有彼此之间的关爱。
Hey, pray for me.
请你为我祷告。
But yet, I love you so much, I will focus more and more on what you need.
同样，因为我实在爱你，我越来越关注你的需要。
So I will pray for you.
所以我要为你祷告。
I'm not just focused on myself anymore.
不再只关注我自己。
I have you to love, and I will pray for you.
我也爱你，要为你祷告。
I will encourage you.
我要鼓励你。
I will say and do things to strengthen your faith when you are weak.
当你软弱的时候，我要用我说的话和做的事来坚固你。
Brothers and sisters, when you see a brother or sister are weak, when they have doubts,
弟兄姐妹，当我们看到有弟兄姐妹软弱有疑惑的时候，
When they don't come to fellowship anymore,
他们不再来聚会的时候，
What do you do?
我们做什么？
Do you point your finger at them and say, What's wrong with him?
你是要指责他们说你们怎么回事？
Oh, he or she must did something bad.
他一定做了不好的事。
Oh, they're slowing down in Christ.
他们在基督里面慢下来了。
What's fellowship?
什么是交通？
You encourage them.
是鼓励他们。
You pray for them.
为他们祷告。
Out of love, out of true care, you pray for them.
出自爱，出自真正的关爱，为他们祷告。
And what's the main difference here?
主要的区别。
Because non-Christians encourage one another as well.
非基督徒他们也会彼此鼓励。
All of this fellowship, encouragement, prayer, love, care is centered around our Lord, our God.
我们的聚集，我们的交通，我们的鼓励，都是以神为中心。
I'm not using my wisdom, my opinion to encourage other people.
不是用我的智慧，我的观念来鼓励弟兄姐妹。
It's centered around the words, the work of God, His faithfulness, His love, His steadfastness. You see?
乃是以他的话他的工作，他的信实，他的忍耐为中心。
And that's the center of our fellowship.
这是我们交流，这是我们交通的中心。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your words.
主，我们为你的话感谢你。
And we truly pray that you may help us to understand what it means to have a fellowship.
我们向你祷告，求你帮助我们明白交通的意义。
May you touch our hearts so that we may see that you want us to fellowship.
愿你触摸我们的心，让我们可以看见你所要的交通。
Not only to fellowship with each other,
不单单彼此相交，
but that we may fellowship with you.
我们也与你相交。
We need your mercy and your grace to understand your words.
我们需要你的怜悯和恩典使我们可以明白你的话。
So we pray for you yourself to continue to have grace and mercy in our lives.
所以我们继续向你请求把恩典和怜悯赐给我们的生赐给我们。
So that these are not just words.
所以这不单单是些言语。
That these become words that change our lives.
而成为改变我们生命的话。
May your will be done.
愿你的旨意成就。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.